my view is very simple. Consciousness must be before anything else can be. That is so basic, it's almost unnecessary to say it. But that doesn't mean that it is basic to everyone, that it's recognized by everyone. And so it's something, in my view, it needs to be said constantly. We need to be reminded of it constantly. Because ordinarily, we are not identified with just consciousness itself in our awareness. We're not giving our attention just to consciousness. Ordinarily, by habit and by long-held association with the body and the mind, we give our attention to what we're conscious of. We give our attention to what is going on in our mind. What is currently distracting us from simple consciousness. In other words, from thoughts. Thoughts themselves is what we give our attention to. And then we just receive those thoughts. You feed it, it grows. Huh? You feed thought, and it grows. Do we get that? Living consciously, meaning living with conscious intention to abide in just the attention of consciousness, usually takes effort in the beginning from with a person who has long been associating with the body and the mind as being the self. No judgment, but look at it in your own case. Look how strong the pull is of the mind to give your attention to your body and to your thoughts that are being triggered by events occurring around you in the world. You say, well, that's very normal. Yes, it may be normal. And it's also the cause of suffering. In that vein, you can say that suffering is normal. But who really likes to hear it, that suffering is normal? Who really likes for it to be constantly pointed out, either by yourself or by someone else, that I am suffering all the time? Isn't it better to distract your attention from the fact that you are suffering and create the concept that you're not by pursuing forms of pleasure or attitudes and ideas that are certainly more agreeable, but yet look and see if we do that. Even when we're suffering, we don't do that. Not usually. You might say, well, if I'm a positive thinker, I do. In other words, I try. to do that. Does anyone know what I'm talking about? In fact, if you've reached a place in your spiritual ongoing in which you are able to be what you would call a positive thinker, which is to take your mind off of what you don't want and put it on what you want, you've reached a certain level of spiritual maturity. But that's really just a beginning. That's just a beginning stage of really spiritual work. There are very few people who actually are even anywhere but remotely aware of the fact that thinking itself has anything to do with the quality of their life. I'm speaking now among the masses of people. Which in all probability would include most of the people you work and associate with every day. Do y'all get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. How few people there are who give any conscious attention to the quality and nature of their thoughts, to actually intentionally work on only thinking positive thoughts. By and large, most people don't do anything like that at all. It's just whatever comes up and whatever is going on in the moment is where their attention goes, and it's like ping pong balls in a wind tunnel. You know, just all over the place. So when you begin to start recognizing that thought is actually the builder of circumstances, that thought and thinking determines the nature and the quality of events occurring in your life, and you begin to take intentional control to the best of your ability with regard to your thoughts, again, that's just the starting off in a person working on themselves in a spiritual way. And then from then on, you have your work cut out for you. Because it's not necessarily an easy process to keep your attention focused on something that is beneficial, uplifting, good and true and beautiful in your life, and keep your attention on that all the time. Is it?
Yeah.
So if you have reached that place already before coming here, you're already usually open to receive what it is that we have to share. When we say then that your own conscious intention determines the quality and nature of your life, and that your assumption in consciousness forms your world, whatever you assume and gravitate to in consciousness and keep your attention directed or drawn into or pulled by or whatever, the majority of the time, if you look at it, you can begin to see that that's what's fashioning your world.